قل من يكلؤكم بالليل والنهار من الرحمن بل هم عن ذكر ربهم معرضون.
Tell them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, who protects you during the night or the day from the most compassionate Lord, and yet they turn away from the admonition of their Lord. Tell them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, who protects you during the night or the day from the most compassionate Lord?
The unbelievers are being invited to consider who would be mighty enough to ward off God's scourge if he chose to smite them with it.
أَمْ لَهُمْ آلِهَةٌ تَمْنَعُهُمْ مِنْ دُونِنَا لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ نَصْرَ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ مِنَّا يُصْحَبُونَ.
Do they have any gods who would protect them against us? They have no power even to help themselves, nor do they enjoy our support.
بَلْ مَتَّعْنَا هَٰؤُلَاءِ وَآبَاءَهُمْ حَتَّىٰ طَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعُمُرُ أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا أَفَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ.
Nay, we generously provided them and their fathers, and they enjoyed our provision for long. Do they not see that we are now advancing into their territory, diminishing it from different directions? Is it they then who will triumph? Nay, we generously provided them and their fathers, and they enjoyed our provision for long.
God's bountifulness and compassion have led the unbelievers to the mistaken notion that whatever they have is because they are deserving of it, and that no one has the power to deprive them of it. They regard their prosperity and high position as things that will always endure. They are too intoxicated with power to remember God, who has the power to make or mar their fate.
Do they not see that we are now advancing into their territory, diminishing it from different directions?
This idea is also presented in Al-Ra'd 1341, note 60. In the present context, it carries the additional meaning of the innumerable manifestations of God's power throughout the universe. Such manifestations include famines, epidemics, floods, earthquakes, and spells of severe cold and heat. From time to time, any of these calamities can suddenly strike and can result in thousands, even hundreds of thousands of deaths. The devastation of whole towns, the destruction of flourishing crops, and the ruination of prosperous businesses. In short, material resources shrink, sometimes in one direction, sometimes in another. And the situation can become so bad that despite his best efforts, man is unable to prevent the losses caused by such disturbances. For further details, see Al-Sajda 32, note 33.
Is it they then who will triumph?
God has absolute control over the resources required by man. He causes to increase or decrease them as he pleases. In view of God's overwhelming power, it is obvious that man is in no position to escape from his grip, let alone defeat him. Do the signs which people observe in the universe suggest that their enjoyments will never end, that none is powerful enough to seize them and call them to account?
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أُنذِرُكُمْ بِالْوَحْيِ وَلَا يَسْمَعُ الصُّمُّ الدُّعَاءَ إِذَا مَا يُنذَرُونَ.
Tell them, I only warn you by revelation, but the deaf do not hear the cry when they are warned.
وَلَئِن مَّسَّتْهُمْ نَفْحَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّكَ لَيَقُولُنَّ يَا وَيْلَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا ظَالِمِينَ.
Were only the slightest whiff from your Lord's punishment to touch them, they would cry out, Woe to us! We were indeed wrongdoers. Were only the slightest whiff from your Lord's punishment to touch them,
This refers to God's punishment, which the unbeliever sarcastically requested should strike them soon.
وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ
We shall set up just scales on the day of resurrection so that none will be wronged in the least. We shall bring forth the acts of everyone, even if it be the weight of a grain of mustard seed. We shall suffice as reckoners. We shall set up just scales on the day of resurrection, so that none will be wronged in the least. We shall bring forth the acts of everyone, even if it be the weight of a grain of mustard seed. We shall suffice as reckoners.
For further elaboration, see towards Understanding the Quran, Volume 3, Al-Araf, Notes 8 to 9, Paragraph 6 to 7. It is difficult to say what the exact form and nature of the balance will be. This much, however, is certain, that it will weigh good and bad deeds, and thereby indicate precisely the moral worth of every person. It will ascertain how good or bad a person was. God therefore uses a familiar word, balance, to explain this purpose, for evaluation will be similar to the act of weighing in a balance. Another plausible interpretation is that since a balance weighs things quite precisely and indicates the difference between the weight of one thing and another, so God's just balance will also evaluate man's record of life, definitively pronouncing what was predominant in it, whether goodness or evil.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ الْفُرْقَانَ وَضِيَاءً وَذِكْرًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ
Surely, we had granted to Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them, the criterion between right and wrong, and light and admonition for the good of the God-fearing. Surely, we had granted.
From here on, the prophets formed the subject matter of the discourse. References, both cursory and detailed, are made to the lives of several of them. The context in which these references are made emphasizes the following points. 1. That all prophets were human beings. They did not belong to any other species. Hence, there are human beings, in this case Muhammad, who are also prophets. Peace be upon him. 2. That the earlier prophets were also raised for the same purposes which the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was raised. The mission and teaching of all prophets were substantially the same. 3. That God treated the prophets in a special way insofar as they were subjected to great hardships for long periods of time. They not only suffered difficulties of a personal nature, but also encountered difficulties created for them by their enemies. Eventually, however, God came to their rescue, blessed them with His grace and favor, answered their prayers, and removed their distresses. God listened to their prayers, helped these in miraculous ways, resolved their problems, and caused their enemies to be humiliated and disgraced. 4. That even though the prophets enjoyed God's special favor and were endowed with extraordinary powers by Him, they were nevertheless still human beings and were, like other creatures, His servants. None of them was invested with divinity. They were even susceptible to human error in forming their opinions and arriving at their judgments. Additionally, they were subjected to sickness just like the rest of us. They were also tested by having to face up to considerable hardships. When they made a mistake, God would take them to task for it.
To Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them, the criterion between right and wrong, and light and admonition.
The three words, criterion, light, and admonition, are used to characterize the Jewish Torah. The Torah was a criterion for distinguishing between truth and falsehood, a light to show man the right way, and an admonition to call the children of Adam's attention to their forgotten lesson.
For the good of the God-fearing.
Although the Torah was meant for all mankind, only those endowed with a certain set of qualities could in fact benefit from it.
الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب وهم من الساعة مشفقون
for those who fear their Lord without seeing Him and dread the hour of reckoning. For those who fear their Lord without seeing Him and dread the hour of reckoning.
The hour, which has been much mentioned above, refers to the hour of resurrection, judgment, and requital.
وَهَذَا ذِكْرٌ مُبَارَكٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ أَفَأَنتُمْ لَهُ مُنكِرُونَ
This is a blessed admonition that we have revealed. Are you then going to reject it?